Triple M Toe to Talk Men's Sheds. Pete joins me in the studio once again. Pete, good morning.
Good morning, Ewan. Good morning, listeners. Happy New Year to all. And I know it's a bit late for New Year, but for me, it's a new year.
It is indeed. Now, mate, lots of things happening at the Men's Sheds. We're going to do a whip around the region, both sides of the border. Mount Gambier, first of all, what's been going on?
Yeah, well, Mount Gambier, well, we're just about to have our AGM there at the moment, and a new president will come in because Peter Halliday, our current president, has finished his term and is not seeking re-election. So that one's on the way. We've got a few projects just finished in there. One bloke has done a chair with that opens up into a table type thing, you know, a bit like your park benches. It can be stored on the patio. Another one's making small tables for his son's business. And another is a few others are setting up the metal lathe. And we've been doing a few sausage sizzles, and last night about 30 members attended with their wives and had dinner at one of the local hotels.
Oh, nice. You guys have got a lot of really cool toys to play with at the Men's Shed.
Oh, we got a lot of toys out there, yeah. Fantastic. One of the better ones.
What's going on at Kingston?
At Kingston recently, they had the Bendigo Bank come into their shed and took some photographs. And you might say, why would the Bendigo Bank be going there? Well, turns out that they bought the shirts for the fellas over there and for them to wear and on their shed days and so forth, and when they go around to other sheds and so forth. And they wanted a memento, so they came in there and took a few photos. And they've been busy making a couple of trolleys for the Robe Flower Shop so they can put their displays on. And they've been doing chairs and benches for outdoor seatings and so forth over there.
Nice. Now, up at Robe, what's been happening there?
Robe are basically just supporting their local charities up there. They're collecting the bottles and from the local businesses and restaurants and so forth to make a little bit of money. And their meetings are basically just have a general meeting every so often and talk about men's health and that type of thing.
Down at Port Mac, they've got a shed. What's going on?
The shed has been making a few toys and blocks for the local library down there. And they're back to cutting the kindling up after their scare just before Christmas, where with their pile of wood, they had a snake in there, which they thought, well, we'll leave it for a little while in case there's any more. So they just started doing that again. And they've the bench that they pulled out near the library has all been stripped back and a new coat of oil put onto it, and it's back in its place.
Nice. Now, over at Millicent.
Millicent, they had a working bee on the 19th of January. Didn't expect too many people there, but got quite a few apparently.
That's great.
It was a fantastic turnout, and they are trying to get. They had another one not so long ago, and trying to get the raised garden beds and everything done over there for their garden. All the old beds have been ripped out, and several new ones finished and ready for painting. And a start has also been made on the herb garden over there. So, and another bloke has been making a box of so that his wife can put all the jewellery and that type of stuff in there.
Yeah, absolutely. Very cool. All right, Panola, what's going on there?
They're still making chairs for the Nangwari pool and making small park benches. As in, you see them in the park where children, when they go along, they tend to have their arms about up above their heads when they're putting them on the table. So they're making small ones up there as well. So if you're looking for a small table for your children in the back patio or whatever, go and have a talk to them.
It is amazing what is being built at all the men's sheds around the region.
It is incredible. And we try to get together every so often just to run things off of each other as to what
share
we're all
ideas,
doing.
What's going
share
on.
Ideas, yeah. We've got another one coming up I'll talk about shortly.
Now, up at Bordertown, what's happening there?
Bordertown have been busy up there. They've acquired some new machinery and have been connecting up suction to each of them and also building outdoor settings and making weather stations out of old fence posts, which is something I'd like to catch up and see myself. Making them busy enough, the members have been repairing chairs for the old bakery up there And they're also making some stands so that they're about 5 foot high and about 4 inch gap between them so they can store all their pies and things in the fridge before they go into baking.
Yep.
And they've also been lucky enough to have been donated a new second-hand forklift.
Oh, wow.
And this came about from one of their couriers up there who travels over to New South Wales, and a fella over there had a $20,000 forklift available, but the shed only had probably about 5 or 10, and, he said, I'll give it to him.
So wow, that is really
cool. That is fantastic.
Yeah, absolutely. All right, so what's happening at Narracourt Men's Shed?
Work-wise, the shed have been refurbishing 4 timber wheelbarrows for Warwick Homestead. And they've also had their members make a cayenne top bar beehive. Now, I got no idea what that is, but apparently it's to see you can put your bees out and get the native bees and so forth to come in.
Oh, cool.
Yeah. Another is getting outdoor furniture and tables and benches ready for making them out of recycled timber from sale yards. That's for a local business.
Mm.
And they are holding the next 3-month cluster meeting for all the men's sheds in the Western Victoria and southeastern South Australia.
Mm.
And that's on the Thursday, the 26th of March. And I've got a number of email addresses here. If anyone's interested in that, they can get in touch with the station here, or they can ring up Barry Watson. Some people would know him from the Haywood Men's Shed. Starts at 10 o'clock, lunch at 12 o'clock, cost of $10, and the speakers and so forth will be announced later.
Now, up at Tintinara, what's happening up there?
Tintinara Community Shed opening hours are now from the 2nd of February from 10 o'clock to 2 o'clock. And the shed will open every Tuesday and Thursday morning as well from 8:30 to 12 o'clock. And everyone's welcome. Now, they've just finished up their with their cinema that they got going up there. And that cinema is now being used by, they were helping to set it up. They put a room out the back so they can store all their equipment and so forth in. And every month there will be a movie on there. It's run by a different organisation up there used for raising money. It's actually run by one community group, but the others work it to get their barbecue and their meals and so they can make a little bit of money for their individual charities up there.
Now, what's going on at Keith?
February has seen the shed resume business after its usual December, January holidays with the hot weather and the fires, or both, and so forth. So they'd closed for a little while, but they've reopened again and started up. A decision on an extra open day found that Tuesday was not the best day to be doing it, so they're now going to try to do it on a Thursday. They continue to make garden beds, wicking beds, which are basically beds with soil over the top and a water thing underneath so that it can suck all the water up, and apparently very efficient. They've also been making art easels for a local art group. And another member's busy on the lathe making various legs for tables and chairs. And down at the metalwork end, they're making things up down there for a farmer who wants 20 cocky gates down there. So they're going to be busy with that one for a little while. And not so long ago, a couple of weeks ago, they had ambulance ladies come in and show them how the CPR on dummies, and also to demonstrate how the defibrillator that they've got up there is how to work it and so forth. So they've had a very busy day with that.
Mm. To take a look at what's going on in the men's sheds across the border, we head to Haywood first of all. What's happening there?
Yeah, Haywood, Barry Watson, very prominent person in Haywood. He's in a lot of charity groups and so forth over there. He was made had Australian honours last year and so forth. He's actually decided it's time to call it quits with what he does with the Western District. He's been their representative, and which means that about 40 sheds in the area now do not have a representative in the Victorian Men's Shed Association. And so he's looking for somebody to take over the role, and he's asked to have a meeting on Friday, the 14th of February, which is already gone, by the way, and for trying to get people into that part. On the shed side of things, they've been flat out like six lizards drinking. Not like a lizard drinking, but they've been six lizards, and they've been building a 7 metre by 7 metre extension on the end of their shed, and it will be used for a meeting room for men's and women's health forums. Also, they've been building pigeonholes for the ambulance station to put memos and so forth in, and they've had a barbecue with the Lions Club to raise money for fire relief.
Now, mate, there's not much going on at Coleraine, but a little bit happening there.
Yeah, been busy making small items over there, building bird boxes for the hospital and repairing a couple of old chairs and so forth. Not exactly doing a lot over there, but they're just enough to keep them
humming along. Pete, it is always good to catch up to find out what's going on in the men's sheds right the way across the region. As always, thanks for popping in for a chat, mate.
Ewan, thanks very much, and we'll catch you in a couple of months, and goodbye, listeners.